name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gourley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 3rd of September 2009 and the time is 9:20 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Angus McPherson, 56, from Swindon in Wiltshire.
And have you travelled into London especially today?
No, we came up last night. Stayed the night. Get ready.
And coming to the square this morning and seeing the plinth in action, has that been how you imagined it would be?
Yeah, I've seen it several times before when I've been walking past, and in fact I applied on a mobile phone while watching someone on it. So, yes, it inspired me in
so
the first place.
Did you discover the project when you saw it, or had you heard of it?
I had heard of it before, yeah. So I made a point of coming to see it when I was in London on business.
And how does it feel to be here as a plinth rather than a
spectator? A bit spooky, really. Not my normal comfort zone.
And what is it then about the project that appealed to you and inspired you to do something a little bit out of your comfort zone?
I think just a lot of fun as much as anything else. Nothing more complicated than that.
And when you first heard that you had a spot on the plinth, what was your reaction?
Panic. Followed by, what shall I do? How do I fill an hour? Probably the normal reactions of most people who've won a place.
And how are you feeling about it now that you're here?
Quite relaxed now, yeah.
And since hearing that you had a place, have you thought a lot about what to do? Have you had a number of ideas? Or have you
Well, there were a number of ideas that went through my mind. Firstly, to do with homelessness, which I work in that sector quite a bit. But then I couldn't actually work out what to do that was meaningful and not patronising in that aim, you know, something that actually worked. So then I hit upon this idea of the 170th year of Wiltshire Police, which is being celebrated this year.
And how did that idea come about?
I serve on the police authority in Wiltshire. And there's a very large sign on the police headquarters saying 170 years old, so it was sort of in my mind.
And what is it then that you'll be doing exactly on the plinth?
Well, I'm dressing in a constable's outfit of 1839, and I've got a storyboard which runs through from 1839 to date with some of the events in Wiltshire Police. I can remember a few of them. I wouldn't be able to give you the date, but there's such things as the introduction of helmets, the first women, first dogs, first motorcycles, first woman chief police constable, and also the dates of two people in the force who were murdered whilst on duty. So it's celebration and memorial as well, and the end, one of the end slides is in fact drawing attention to a memorial window that's going to be put up in police headquarters in Wiltshire for those that have died in service.
And why is it that you decided with this option, you settled on this option? Why did you want to do this today?
Well, A, I could work out what I was going to do, which made it much more comfortable, and I think it's worthy of doing of bringing Wiltshire to the city. I'm not sure the Met would agree with that, but there we are. The people of Wiltshire are proud of their police force, I think, I hope. And it seems a suitable thing to put up on the plinth. And in actual fact, 1839 is pretty well, if not the same date, as the square itself was built. So I'm totally contemporary with the building of the square. I guess there will be a odd story in the Wiltshire Press, BBC Wiltshire, the Evening Advertiser and so forth back at home, which will draw people's attention to the police service in Wiltshire. And perhaps they'll think of volunteering or joining or remembering that it is a service today as ever, policing is by consent.
can you tell me a little bit more about your involvement with them? You mentioned
earlier. I'm a member of the police authority. And the other link is I'm also a magistrate in Wiltshire. And the Wiltshire Police was actually formed, as were police forces in that time, by the magistracy. So I'm sort of the last link between the formation of the police by the magistrates. And now there's no magistrate by right on the police authority. So we've lost over 170 years. The magistracy have lost that link between the police and running it.
And have you always been in the same field of work?
No, I'm a chartered accountant by trade.
How are you? And how did you become interested or involved in this?
Well, I was appointed magistrate about 20 years ago, and at that stage, my colleagues appointed me to the police authority. But I'm now sit as an independent.
Do you enjoy it?
It's a challenge. Yes, it's the critical friend role. They're not perfect, but they're not bad.
What is it that you get from doing it? What do you enjoy about it?
I think the variety and the challenge, and the service as well. It is a service. We all need them.
You mentioned earlier that you have some work involved with homeless people.
Yeah.
Not
connected at all, really, although we have the homeless service in Swindon has a good working relationship with the force. But that's another part of my life is charities to do with homelessness.
Would you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, I'm a trustee of two charities in Swindon. One is a breakfast club for the homeless, which runs 6 days a week, giving people breakfast off the street. And the other is a soup run and an outreach service, which operates two evenings a week in the town, taking soup and outreach to the street homeless. So the sorts of things you see in London under the Blackfriars Bridge or wherever. We have the same problems down in the sticks, but perhaps not to the same level.
How long have you been
25 years, something like that, yeah.
How did that come about?
I was a town councillor for a while, and I sat on the housing committee, and at that stage we were, there were a lot of people were losing their council houses were being sold, and people were being unable to be housed, and I became interested in the homeless issues. So it sort of stuck, really, rather more than being a councillor.
How do you balance all of these different things that you do?
Get up early and go to bed early, basically.
And if you have any time away from this, what are your interests? What kinds of things do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
Going fishing occasionally, sea fishing, coming up here to the opera. I suppose gardening would have to be on it, but it's more of a chore than a pleasure. Yes, it's probably just general family time.
What are the things that are important to you in your life?
I think standards and service are the two things that we can all put something back. No point in just taking.
Going back to the plinth, do you have any expectations at all about your hours?
Getting wet, I think, looking at the weather at the moment. No, I don't think so. I'm pretty, we'll see how it goes. Really.
Any hopes or fears about the hour at all?
Other than the rain? No, I don't think so. No. Or those friends that we're going to bring tomatoes.
Would you like people in the square to interact with you?
Yes, I although it's not part of the plan script. And I can't, it's not that sort of presentation, if you like, or installation. But yes, I guess I'll answer them.
What is your interpretation of the hour? Do you see it as a performance? Do you feel pressured about the people watching, or is it just something that you want to
do? I don't really see it as a performance. I'm not a performer, so although I see myself dressed in this lot, it looks a little like it. More of an installation, if that, I've probably not got that right, but something that's just speaks for itself, really.
And who would you say that you're doing it for?
The people of Wiltshire and Swindon. Yes.
Do you have an interest in the arts, generally speaking?
I wouldn't call myself greatly artistic. I go to the opera a lot. And I suppose I get to theatre a couple of times, maybe once a month. And we do the normal trug around the galleries, but I wouldn't consider myself to be in any way an artist.
Have you taken part in arts projects before?
No.
And what has your experience then of this project been? Since hearing that you have a place to this moment now, how has it been for you?
Well, it's taken up a lot of time looking at it on the internet to see what other people are doing. And I've been really intrigued by some of the installations that have been up there. Some have been, you know, really clever, and I guess some have been really talented, and they've been certainly very, very varied.
Has it taken a lot of time for you to prepare your own?
Only last weekend, quite quick.
And do you think the project offers us a fair representation of the people of Britain today, or not?
I wouldn't have seen enough to know whether you've covered all ethnicities and groups, I must admit.
And when you've had your eye on the plinth and coming back down, what do you hope to gain from the experience?
Well, some satisfaction of having done it well, I suppose, and done it professionally in its own way, and to have made the point of 100 years of service of Wiltshire Police. Ah, well, yes, primus et optimus.
Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Which is the motto of Wiltshire Police, which is first and best, being the first county police force to be formed.
And it sounds like they did a lot of things first as well.
Yes, I think we've led the way over the years in its own small way.
And did you pick that because of what you're doing, or do you feel it relates to you as a person in any way?
Wiltshire Police takes up a fair amount of my time at the moment, well, about half my week. So I guess I have got a kind of personal interest in it as well.
You would stand by that?
Yes.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
I don't know. Slightly odd for a chartered accountant, let's put it that way. Rather more outgoing than introvert.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.